What's up, guys? It's Jen here with episode 5 of Don't Say That. Now, today's going to be a different type of episode, not different type of show, because I'm still going to talk about stuff online and stuff in the media, but because Thanksgiving just passed, I want to talk about stuff that I would like to say. Please do say that too. I know it's different. I'm not going to be talking shit today, but I thought I would talk about some good things online today instead of talking about the bad things, just to change it up a bit. And because it's the holidays, you know, why not spread some positive vibes? So the first thing I want to talk about is the movie Wonder. And I was so amazed by this movie. I literally was crying within the first 5 minutes. And I didn't even know why I was crying. Like, he didn't even show his face yet. Oh, let me actually just tell you guys what this movie is about. So it's based on a book, but the book is based on kind of a true story. It's about people, particularly a kid named Augie, that was born with a, like, face that is kind of distorted. It's, nothing's wrong with him, like mentally, and he can live a normal life, but physically his parents both had a certain gene that I guess when they both carry the gene, he comes out with his face. I don't know. I really don't know what it's called. They didn't even say in the movie, which now that I think about, it's kind of weird. But basically he's pretty normal. But to try to protect him from, you know, kids in school, his parents homeschooled him until, the fifth grade. And the movie's about him entering school and how the other kids react and how some are mean, but in the end, everyone kind of learns something and turns out nice. And it's just like a super good family movie, movie for anyone of any age. And I saw it with my parents and it was so nice. And yeah, so I was crying in the first 5 minutes. My mom looks over at me and just hands me a tissue and I'm like, I don't even know why I'm crying. But it was so heartwarming and I seriously suggest everyone go see it, because even if you feel like you're not judgmental, you aren't biased towards any group of people, you feel like you don't need to learn anything, everyone could benefit from seeing this movie. It touches on so many different subjects, not only just like not judging a book by its cover, but it talks about how people with disabilities aren't like the only ones affected. It talks about how their whole family is affected. It talks about how people are raised and how parenting affects the way certain kids act toward other kids. I don't know, it's just super good and I loved it, and I actually applied to the company that produced this movie, and I'm hoping to hear back from them because they're really fucking cool, and I would love to work with a production company or a movie studio that makes films like this, because it's so important to spread some good, you know, in the world today with all the shit that's going on. Yeah, and the cast was amazing too. Julia Roberts was in it. Owen Wilson was in it. Jacob Tremblay plays the main little boy character. He was in another movie called Room, which was amazing. And he's just so great for a child actor. I hope he keeps acting because he's awesome. And yeah, I strongly suggest you guys go see it. It was awesome. I think everyone should go see it. And I think there should be more movies made like it because it was so heartwarming. It was fun too. And it had funny moments. It wasn't just all like about, you know, teaching a lesson. I think it had a really good balance and they got their point across in a really good and not forced way. So I'm really happy for that. I'm really grateful I got to see that with my parents. So yes, I'm saying do say that. Even though that doesn't make... I'm going to say, do see that. Haha. Do see that. It's amazing. The next thing I want to talk about is Cyber Monday. Because it's coming up. And I'm super stoked about it. I hate Black Friday. To Black Friday, I say, don't say that ever. It sounds terrifying and like my worst nightmare. Like, just a mall full of fucking crazy psychotic people. First of all, it's like a recipe for disaster. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I get anxious and large crowds of people, and like with all the fucking shootings going on today, I literally couldn't put myself in that position with all those people. Like, it's just asking for something fucked up to happen. So like, sorry to be morbid, but like, that terrifies me. So no thanks, Black Friday. Cyber Monday though, whenever I can get off or get money taken off a purchase online, that is amazing. Because also everyone charges you $1.5 million for shipping. So if I can get some money taken off my purchase so that, you know, it kind of evens out with the shipping, I'm down. Amazon's great. I just ordered some stuff for my bearded dragon. Thank you, Cyber Monday. And now it's cool because like for me with Amazon, a lot of the sales were spreading like through the whole weekend between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So like, it's really not Cyber Monday. It's like Cyber Weekend, and I'm super down with it. Thank you, cyberspace. Thank you, internet. And thank you, deals. And thank you saving money. I'm super down. Who wouldn't be down? And it's also nice because you don't have to leave your house. That's always a good thing. Nobody likes leaving the house. Nobody likes wasting gas these days. And it saves the environment. I'm just going to say it. If you're not driving, you're saving the environment. And that is a good thing. So say that again. That's a good thing. I don't know. I'm trying to make this different, you guys. Like, I can't say don't say that, but it sounds weird to say do say that. So I'm just going to say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Another thing I have to say yes about is spaghetti donuts. I saw this online earlier today. I love spaghetti. Donuts are okay, but the thing I don't like about donuts is the frosting a lot of times, like the sweet part of the donut. It's a little bit much for me. I'm not a huge fan of like overly sweet things. Besides Krispy Kreme, that's a perfect balance. I love the glaze, not too sweet. But like buttermilk donuts, while they're amazing, I can like barely finish half because it's just a lot. So spaghetti donuts basically look just like a cake donut without the icing. And it's spaghetti. It doesn't even look like it has batter around it, but it's clearly fried and to like hold its shape. And I'm so down. Like, say it again, spaghetti donut. I'm down. I don't know if you like dip it in extra sauce or you just eat it how it is. I love sauce, so I would definitely dip it. But I'm down with these weird food trends. I'm always down to try new things. And I think this is one that could really work. Kind of like last week when I was talking about the cheese and Pop-Tarts. Like, this could work, you know? It doesn't sound that weird to me. People on Twitter were, like, hating on it. And I was like, wait a sec, think about it. It's, like, just spaghetti and, like, a ring shape. Like, how could that be bad? You know what I mean? Spaghetti is spaghetti and, like, it's bomb. So whoever's thinking of these things, like, keep thinking. Like, you're on a good track, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think of something that I would, like to create. Maybe, like, a mozzarella stick donut? Like, I don't know, basically a ring of fried cheese. Like, think of an onion ring, but instead of an onion, it's cheese in the middle. Like, that couldn't be bad. That's a great idea. I should try it. I don't know how you'd get the cheese in the ring shape. Like, maybe use a string cheese and, like, I don't know. But I think that's a great idea. And I'm gonna try it. I know I've also seen sushi donuts are a thing. I like sushi because I like... Well, here's the thing. I'm a vegetarian, not a pescatarian, a vegetarian. So I don't actually eat like fish, real sushi. So I don't know if you could even say that I eat sushi, but I love, love, love avocado rolls. And in some of the sushi donuts I've seen, so basically the ring is made out of rice and they place the fish pieces on top. But the inside of the donut has like smashed avocado inside and that looks so bomb. So if I could just get that, like a smashed avocado and rice, like ring, I'd be down. But people are making donuts into things. I wonder what's going to be next. Like popcorn donut, ramen donut. If they can do spaghetti donut, they can do a ramen donut. I mean, I think that, nah, spaghetti would be better. I was going to say, I think the ramen donut would be better, but I don't think so. Spaghetti, you just can't beat. I love Italian food. It's my favorite type of food. You can never get sick of it. You can never eat enough of it, you know? Mexican food is definitely a close second. I can't believe I'm talking about food after Thanksgiving, like, as if I didn't eat enough. My mom cooked so much good food. I'm super thankful for that, too. Shout out, Mom. She definitely doesn't listen to these. But she cooked the whole meal by herself. My aunt brought, like, one dish. But my mom seriously does it all. I don't even know how. I tried to help as much as I could. You know, I like to cook. I'm not great at it. But, like, cooking with other people is really fun to me. And everyone should do it. Even if you're not a cook, it, like... You know, it makes you put down your phone. It makes you have conversation. It's entertaining to me. It's fun. And it helped my mom and I, like, you know, come together for the weekend. And I know she was super appreciative. And I always loved that. So, cooking with mom, you can say that again. I'm just using that as my do say that, like, tagline. Like, my opposite of don't say that. I'm just going to say you can say that again, as I've been saying through the episode. But it's kind of working, you know? Another thing you can say again is the leaves falling from the tree. I have 3 big maple trees outside of my house, and my front lawn, which I'm looking at right now, is covered in leaves. And I thought this would start happening around like Halloween, but it just happened like literally a day after Thanksgiving. And within what, like 2 days, my lawn is covered in leaves, and I love it so much. I'm gonna tell my gardeners not to rake them up. My mom won't be happy about it. Yeah, I'm living at home. Don't need to say anything. But I'm loving the leaves. I want to, like, put them all in a big pile and jump in them like I did when I was a kid. It's so fun. And it really makes me feel like I don't live in California where we don't get seasons. Because it makes me feel like the weather is changing and we do get seasons. And it just makes it feel like fall, and it makes me want to, you know, cozy up in a sweater and watch a movie and drink tea or hot chocolate, and it's just so heartwarming. It's as heartwarming as Wonder. Okay, maybe not. But it's pretty fucking heartwarming. It's like, I feel bad for people that don't have trees in their front yard. I'm sorry if anyone's listening that doesn't have leaves falling in their front yard. Like, go find somewhere that does, and you go put them in a pile and you go jump in them, because it's worth it. And if people stare at you or people tell you to get off their lawn, then, you know, you should, because that's private property and you definitely could get arrested. But if you explain to them that you're just trying to, like, you know, feel like a kid again and enjoy the season, then I think they'll understand. I don't think you'll get in trouble. So, all right, I'm gonna end this episode because I feel like it's going nowhere and it's ending on its own. And I'm sorry this week, like, maybe wasn't as funny, but I wanted to do something different because I was getting tired of just talking shit all the time. Even though it might be funny, I was thinking, because it's Thanksgiving, people might enjoy hearing some nice things. And I hope you guys did. But if you want to hear more shit talking, come back next week. I'm gonna try to get my friend Jill to do the episode again because she was super funny. I'll fix the sound quality. And that's that. Thank you guys for listening, and happy holidays. Have a good one.